Some say God always gives second chances. But is that true? Well, when it comes to salvation, it tends to be true. Many people are given several chances to receive salvation. But the question with which we're dealing now is, does God always give second chances in reference to second opportunities to do, to have, or to receive things in this life on earth? To answer that question, we need to use common sense as well as biblical scripture, because the answer can be yes and it can be no, which is the answer in most cases. For example, we do not ever get a second chance to be a child, as we simply can't turn time back. We are all its victims. But just as the past cannot be recaptured, neither can some blessings, some relationships, and some opportunities. Getting forgiveness for our sins does not always restore what we lost or missed out on because we didn't value and appreciate it. The sin of ingratitude is a much more serious sin than we might think. And though it is forgivable, forgiveness does not equate to restoration. Not always. Forgiveness does not always remove the consequences of unthankfulness. The scripture of Hebrews 12:16-17 says, "Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it with tears." A birthright was a set of wonderful blessings for the eldest son only. Esau was the elder brother who sold his birthright to his younger brother Jacob for one meal. Notice that the Hebrews passage calls Esau, not Jacob, but Esau, profane, which means irreverent, unworthy, and contemptible. So ingratitude is all those things in God's eyes. Let's not try to confine the message of warning in this to the Old Testament just because Jacob and Esau lived in Old Testament times. Hebrews is a New Testament book directed to New Testament believers. God's blessings are to be cherished, whether they're things, opportunities, or good people in our lives. If we lose God's blessings through ingratitude, let's not think God will always give us a second chance. Some things, opportunities, and relationships will never be restored because things fade, opportunities pass, and people die. So let our prayer be, God, open my eyes to your blessings. Thank you for listening to Manna Minutes by HeavenlyManna.net.